Gospel according to John.
Glory be to you, O Lord.
Jesus answered Judas, not Iscariot, "Those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but is the Father who sent me. I have said these things to you while I am still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I am going away, and I am coming to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, because the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it occurs, so that when it does occur, you may believe." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Please pray with me. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing to you, O God, who walks with us and surrounds us with comfort and hope. Amen. One of the most memorable Thanksgiving days of my life took place in the hospital. Around the hospital bed where my grandfather lay in his final days battling cancer. My grandfather had been an anchor in my life, steadfast in his love for his family and in modeling integrity and service to others as a response of his own faithfulness to God, to his family, and to the world around him. He was one of 10 children from a farming family, the only child who chose banking as his career over farming. And not only was he a banker, but he also had a real estate license, he was a leader in local governance, and as you may have heard in some of my stories before, he was an avid gardener. My grandfather had been the cornerstone of our family through all kinds of struggle that I now know are common for most families, through divorce and untimely death and poverty and illness. Despite these, he emanated this unwavering hope that all would still be possible as life continued on and the struggle would ease, because family can weather these types of things together. And so when he became too ill to be at our extended family gathering that Thanksgiving, we decided to bring Thanksgiving to him. My cousins and I gathered alongside other family members, cooking all of our favorite Thanksgiving Day dishes, and then we packed them up in the car and made our way to the hospital. I remember sitting next to him while he slept, knowing it would be the last Thanksgiving that we would share together in person. And though sadness filled my heart, so did a sense of gratitude for the gift that he was to me and to so many others. And so on that day, my extended family, alongside the many staff who were working that Thanksgiving, would share a Thanksgiving meal together, along with smiles and laughter and comfort and concern. We knew a different kind of future was coming, one that we could not predict or envision, but in that moment, in that hospital, on that Thanksgiving day, we felt a sense of peace, and we were not afraid because we were together. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. We heard these words in our reading today from the Gospel of John. This story has been set in what has been labeled by theologians as Jesus' farewell discourse, which takes place in chapters 14, 15, 16, and 17, a large chunk of the Gospel of John. This farewell occurs in John's Gospel immediately after the passage we heard on Maundy Thursday, where Jesus washes the feet of his disciples and gives them a new commandment, to love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. The Greek word that Jesus uses for this type of love is very specific. It is agape love, the love that bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. And this agape love shows up 143 times in the New Testament as a verb, with 37 of these occurrences in the Gospel of John. That's 25%. Way more than any other gospel. And 19 of the 37 occur in this farewell discourse. In other words, this was a key takeaway that Jesus didn't want the disciples to forget. And so he focuses on what this agape love means for his disciples during his final intimate moments with them before he's arrested. And then begins his journey to the cross, revealing the ultimate enactment of agape-ing love in the form of Jesus on the cross. We call this a cruciform type of love, a sacrificial love, a willingness to live and die so that others may live, a love that is emptying of selfishness and self-gain for the sake of another. This is the kind of love that Jesus commands his disciples to enact upon his departure, as it is the kind of love he has for them. And this is the kind of love that shows up in our story today. Those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Not surprisingly, the disciples, upon hearing of Jesus' imminent departure, react with questions and worry and doubt and anxiety, asking Jesus for certainty and stability. How can they truly follow the example that Jesus had and continue to manifest this sacrificial, self-emptying, agape love? Jesus gives his disciples the words that they need to hear, words they might not fully understand until later, nevertheless, words of comfort and hope and promise. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. Jesus promises his disciples that the Holy Spirit will abide with them and in them forever. The writer of the Gospel of John uses a particular word in the Greek that we translate as the Holy Spirit, parakletos, the paraclete, literally meaning the one who is called to be alongside. The disciples will not be left alone to their own demise after Jesus is gone, because the Holy Spirit will be accompanying them, providing comfort and reminding them of what Jesus taught them and witnessed with his own life. And so I ask, beloved community, what word of hope, what word of comfort, what word of promise is Jesus giving to you and to me today? Because this has been a tough week for many in our community who are themselves or whose family members are struggling with chronic or acute illness. Others are going through a variety of life transitions with graduations and moving, becoming empty nesters and retiring. And these experiences of change or loss often evoke feelings of fear, anxiety, and sadness. We wonder and we worry about how life is going to be different in the coming days and weeks and months. The good news that our gospel story brings today is that even when we are in those in-between, those liminal spaces of the unknown, God is abiding with us. The Holy Spirit walks alongside us in times of sorrow, in all of life's changes, in life's challenges, and indeed gives us comfort and promise and hope, which is resurrection hope, because there is life beyond the empty tomb. And also, in these times of challenge and struggle, we're called to agape love one another, to share the burden together. And so, beloved community, when we know that someone in our community is grieving, we can show love by offering to be present with them. When someone is fatigued in caregiving, we can show love by offering them respite. When work schedules lead to parental burdens, we can offer to help. When we see places in our society where struggle is caused by oppression of the marginalized, we can be an advocate. We can support organizations like Amparo and St. James Life Center, like CCSC and MAM, like Free Wheels and the Food Bank. And most of all, we can build and deepen relationships with those who are suffering, whether locally or globally. We can walk alongside people with the Holy Spirit as our guide, with bold humility, comfort, and hope. Our comfort is that the triune God is present with us in every suffering. Our promise is that we are loved and will never be alone. Our hope is Christ. God abides with us and in us. Jesus guides us, and the Holy Spirit walks alongside, teaching and comforting you and me through every struggle that life brings. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. Now these are gospel words. These are words of comfort, words of promise, and words of hope. Thanks be to God. Amen.